Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Randy Batson, graduate of the Bachelor of Arts in History and Masters of Arts in Heritage Studies programs of the Cahill Campus of the University of the West Indies. On this day, January 14, 1876, Bridgetown was extensively lit up for the first time. According to the late historian Warren Aline, up until that point, Bridgetown at night was largely a dark place, save for areas such as the wharf, the pierhead, and what was then called the New Bridge, which were illuminated by a few kerosene lamps. From as early as 1862, proposals were being advanced for the lighting of the city. One came from a Monsieur Marlay, who offered to erect gasworks at his own expense in exchange for the grant of a monopoly for a period of several years. In addition, a Mr. Bailey proposed that he would light the city or parts therein using kerosene oil. Neither of these proposals was accepted. 10 years later, one G.A. Newton initiated a project where Bridgetown streets would be lit using coal gas. The proposal was that he would carry out the project and be granted a monopoly of 25 years at a rate of $30 per year per lamp, with the lamps to be lit on average 293 nights each year. The governor, petitioned by the public to support and facilitate the project, gave his approval, and the Barbados Gas Company was established in 1875. The occasion of the lighting of Bridgetown was marked with some fanfare on Friday, January 14, 1876. The event was attended by the governor, John Pope Hennessy, who rode through Broad Street, followed by a train of carriages, as well as a large crowd on foot. Aline tells us that the front of the public buildings was decorated with a crown and the royal cipher, and the words, "God Save the Queen," encircled with a wreath of gas light. With this new invention, there would be calls for the streets of Bridgetown to be illuminated by electricity. In 1891, a public meeting was held to discuss the adoption of that approach. However, it would be another 20 years before cables would be laid throughout the city by the newly formed Barbados Electric Supply Corporation to make electric-powered lighting in Bridgetown a reality.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.